Hi, Angel.
Love Talk Radio.
Hi, Angel. And welcome to the show tonight. It's Thursday night, and we're going to show about challenges, dealing with challenges and the angels that help you deal with them. And how cool is that, right? Because I don't know, in the past couple of weeks, and I've seen this with clients, my new and old clients coming in, it's just been a real issue, right? We're dealing with a lot of stuff, and a lot of heartbreak, a lot of things. It's almost like we're cleaning out the closet, get rid of the old and in with the new, you know. And for women, I know it feels like we're just PMSing all the time, and for men, it feels like that you're dealing with, you know, PMS yourself, right? Or, you know, too, as well, with your partners and with yourself. You guys don't PMS, but I know you have your moods as well. So, and things are frustrating or things are falling apart. And, you know, but when they fall apart, they have to come back together at some point in time, sooner rather than later, right? That's what we all would like. And what's going on? Why is this happening? Well, there's astrology stuff going on, and I could go into that, but let's talk about how you get through it and why is this happening. You know, we've done shows before on the ascension process, and this is all part of it, right? To bring in new energy, you really got to clean up the old. That's what I told a client yesterday. She's actually from Switzerland. She's going to be a guest on her show. She's an art therapist and does therapy art and also yoga instructor and just an extraordinary woman. But she goes, Tari, this, I'm always cleaning up somebody's mess. And I go, you know what? You're cleaning up your mess now. And I said, because you love yourself enough that you're ready to move to a whole new level, ascend to a whole new level, and you got to clean up the old. And she goes, is that what this is? I said, sure, because it's really hard to build a new foundation on the old. It is, right? There's a mantra that I run with, or an exercise with. It's change your mindset, change your life. And so if we change your mindset, we can change your life, right? And so that's what I said. You're changing your mindset. You're changing your life. You're cleaning up the old. And it's painful. I want you guys to know something. This is not about creating new problems. This is about dealing with old stuff that doesn't work for you anymore, okay? And I know I've been going through it. I just got off the phone with one of my friends. He's also a personal trainer. He's trained me in runs. I go, I do not know what's going on with me today. I said, this was going on. I was slow here. You know, da-da-da-da. It didn't work out right. And he goes, Tari, sometimes it just happens. But I realized, too, that, you know, my emotions are all over the place because I'm dealing with stuff myself, cleaning out the old. And what is the old for me? And so maybe this will help it look at you or ask the right questions. You know, there's a guy that I'm interested in, right? And so cleaning up the old for me was is like, okay, I've had enough of not believing in me enough. I have enough. I need to believe in me more. And so these situations come up where I have to believe in myself, because if I don't, I'll fall apart. And I've done that before, and that doesn't work for me anymore. So I'm cleaning up the old messes and the old style of thinking, the old way of thinking, and believing in myself more and trusting that in the higher power, and the higher power is in me, right? The higher power is in you, in all of us. And it's really our time to find it, locate it, and clean up the old. It's really it. Find it, locate it, and clean up the old. What does a friend of mine say? Deal it, feel it, and then heal it. And so what is she going through? What is he going through? As a friend of mine says, every time I get to this part, this point in my company, it falls apart and things happen. I get sideballs and I get tricks and, you know, and all things happen to me. So it falls through. And I go, well, that's an old way of thinking. So if you expect that to happen, it's going to happen. And he says, okay, so what do I do? I said, just say a mantra. I changed my mindset, changed my life. And look at the situation. So you see that business that you're looking to do, the goals that you're looking to do. And I say this to any of you guys, your business, if you're having challenges right now with it growing or with you trying to sell it maybe or increasing it and it doesn't work, just see that, you know, say, change my mindset, change my life, and see it working, okay? Do you understand? See your business working. And see your business growing. And so as you're seeing that, then, you know, you because if you're expecting that outcome to happen, it's going to happen, right? And who is an angel that works with you with this? Archangel Ariel, she's all about, I see her as a female, maybe you see her as a male, it doesn't really matter. She's all about manifesting and creating prosperity, okay? And so she says, all you have to do is call on me. You can use a candle, a white candle. If that's, I like white candles because they're neutral and it's a very nice color, spiritual color. And her deal is, and she says, your material needs are being met. If you follow the your intuition and just say, hey, put me in the flow of prosperity. And she says, and I'm going to help you manifest your dreams and your into reality. So ask her help, Archangel Ariel, realizing she helps with manifesting, and ask her to give you prosperity. Light a white candle, say, thank you for giving me prosperity. Ask her to put you in the flow, have choose to be in the flow with you and prosperity, Archangel Ariel, and let her do that. Prosperity, and see money coming in your bank account, see your business growing, seeing clients coming in, whatever that means. Because you, and then remember the mantra, change your mindset, change your life, okay? So, and you're cleaning up the old to get the new, swear it is. Isn't that cool, right? You clean up the old to get the new. And I know it seems like, oh man, Tria, sorry, I'm walking out of the door here. I'm at my house. So know that. And then, you know, so Archangel Ariel, I'm going to repeat this because some of you guys are listening to it now and who will download it later. And you can download it 24/7, 365. You go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Like our page if you haven't done so already. And but you can get the web link there. You can get it from Blog Talk Radio. Doesn't matter. Okay. So you do that with Archangel Ariel to get prosperity, more prosperity in your life. She's an angel that will help you because I know some of you guys are really, really having challenges right now from cleaning up old energy from past decisions that you may or others around you have made. I get it. I understand that so well. All right. And so that's with her. So what else is a challenge for you? Sometimes life decisions are, right? Relationship harmony. That's something wonderful to say. Relationship harmony, right? Okay. Because you're like, wow, that sounds amazing. Well, the first person that you have a relationship with is yourself. And, you know, the stuff, the weakness is in you. For me, believing in myself, stretching for perfection, when I'm never going to have perfection like I want in any sport that I do or anything that I do, perfection, that's imperfection thinking right there. So I, you know, got to realize I'm the best that I can be. And even when that's not up to my standards, sometimes that's just the way it is that day. That's what it is, comes from a great coach of mine. And but say so relationship harmony, with working on your own relationship with yourself. What is the things that bother you? You know, today I talked to someone, she goes, I think I'm being played for a fool. And I go, I get you. And so how do I change that? And I go, you know, you demand to be treated like the diva that you are. And but you demand it from yourself first and be gentle with yourself. So I'm being gentle with me, saying, three, you need to be treated like a temperamental diva like you are. Okay, and I am very temperamental, and most women are, and some people call us bitches when we're like that, but I prefer to call us temperamental divas. Ladies, girls, you know what I mean. And men, you know what I mean, too. So, and we need to treat our men, our mates, our men, our coworkers, our friends, with the same respect that they treat us, okay? So if we want them to treat us well, we better treat ourselves well and treat them well, okay? People will only treat you as well as you treat yourself, or 50% as well as you treat yourself. And so if you have an issue with a mate that's coming up right now, it's something that needs to come out. Remember, this is a time where you clean out the closet. It's astrology time. I don't even know what that is, but I can't remember it. But astrology is not my strength, but, you know, a friend of mine was telling me about it. That is her strength. So relationship harmony, you can work on the relationship with yourself and say, what is holding me back? And then you look at it, and you look at it. And you go, okay, I don't believe in myself enough, or this is always happening, and I get a chance to heal it again. So you say, I'm going to heal it. Show me how. I'm believing in myself or loving myself or you know, setting boundaries up with yourself, whatever that may be for you, okay? And so you just do that. And then ask for a relationship harmony. Ask for, what do you think? okay, Archangel Raguel, he's great. I see him as a male. You may see him as a female, but he's pretty easy. And he just says, hey, we're opening up our hearts to everyone that needs your help. And you need my help to help you resolve arguments, to help you resolve commitment issues and conflicts in your life. We're helping you. We're helping it with you as a soul, or we're helping it with you with another soul. Okay, so soulmates, you know, and soulmates come in all different forms and fashions, okay? They can be work soulmates, they can be love soulmates, they can be family soulmates, whatever, okay? Ask for his help. He's saying, and when I ask what kind of candle, shows me a green one. And so, you know, that's a heart one, right? Pink or green. And so, you know, you can use other ore and light it and just say, hey, thank you and for helping me build this stuff within myself. Don't go outside and say, thank you for helping me get this guy to call me or get this girl to call me. Thank you for helping me realize that I have to have them call me. I need that to happen for me to feel good, because everything you need is not within another person. It's within you first. And that's one that's been a hard one that I continue to learn every day and with every situation. So anyway, that's what I would say there. So ask for his help and light a green candle. White always works, and just say, thank you for showing me what I need to look at and heal within myself. And then you can also explain the situation and thank you for showing me what I need to know about this situation with maybe your boyfriend, your friend, your lover, your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son, your business partner, your coworker, whatever, whoever it may be, your kids' teachers. Okay, and then, you know, ask. And you'll get that information, because, as I said, the challenges that you're dealing with and the soulmates that are coming in, or the karmic soulmates that are mirroring them back to you, have come to show you what you need to look at within yourself, and you do the same for them, okay? Of Course in Miracles always says it best, I'm your teacher and you're mine. How cool is that, right? Okay, so we've got Archangel Raguel, we've got Archangel Ariel, Nicole. For prosperity and for relationship harmony, and then the healthy. Anyway, sorry about that. As I said, challenges. This is one of my challenges. So, healthy lifestyle. You know, that's important, right? Because it's a mind, body, spirit connection, and I'm real clear about that within myself. Okay, you know, so be real clear about that. And you can cheat, not a problem. But jump back on the bandwagon. And what does a healthy lifestyle look like? Well, meditation, doing some of this personal development with the angels and dealing with the challenges and realizing, I was telling a friend of mine that we should get one of those tattoos, right? I don't want a tattoo right now. Maybe I will later, who knows, but this too shall pass. And one of those rub-off tattoos, this too shall pass. And it will. But it's as I said, Archangel Raphael is really saying, hey, keep up a healthy lifestyle, mind-body-spirit connection. And, you know, meditate, that's good. Personal development is good, like we're doing tonight on the radio show. And then, you know, body, that means exercise and diet, right? Diet and exercise, so cool. And you feel so good, and you're able to walk better, work better, be more clear in your thinking. And that's the mental part, mind, body, and spirit. And the mental part is if you're taking care of yourself and eating the right things, everything is working better. And if you give your body the good things to eat and feed it enough water and vitamins and stuff like that, then it has the best defense of fighting bad things off. If you give your mental stuff, your emotions and your mind good stuff like personal development, affirmations, then it has the best defense of staying at a high vibration, okay? And your spirit, well, your spirit is your spirit. That's the one that is close to God, that is part of God. And then if you're doing the other two, taking care of the body with good food, good nutrition, drinking enough water, and you're taking care of your mind and your emotions with raising the vibration and asking Archangel Raguel to help, you know, he's says, you can light any candle for me, white, blue, green, whatever works for you. Just say, thank you for helping me keep my mind, body, and spirit whole and clean and connected. Because if you're connected with the mind, okay, and the emotions, feeding yourself good thoughts, good things. We have by the way, you've got great Blog Talk Radio show things going on here with Angel Coaches. We have a mastermind group on Tuesday and Thursday morning for 15 minutes. That's a great way to start your day. what your goals and intentions are. And then also meditation as well. I do both. And so some people do yoga, whatever it is, you know, I like to run. So you can incorporate that within you, and it works. Okay. And ask for Archangel Raguel's help with healthy living and your body and your mind and your spirit working together. Ask for Archangel Ariel to give you prosperity in every area of your life. And thank her for that. And then for the relationship harmony, ask for Archangel Raguel, because he's going to help you resolve conflicts and arguments within yourself and showing what you need to look at, and also with another soul. Okay, and then, you know, one thing I do, and this really will help you, if you take about 60 seconds and just breathe in and out in the morning and say, God, Jesus, Spirit, angels, ascended masters, what do you want me to know today? What do you want me to work on? And then ask that question, and then give it about 60 seconds where you're focusing on your breathing, breathing in and out, and see what you get. And you may not get it then, but you may get it an hour later or 2 hours later. But I promise you, you will get it. Okay, everybody. Once again, thank you for showing up tonight or downloading it later. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Go to angelcoaches.org, and you can download our newsletter and get a free mini, mini book on all the angels and how to contact them and how to work with them. The ones I talked to you about, and more. There's also more there. And we're blogging about healing your emotions, healing your ego, love, how to get the love of your life. You'll get something from all of this, okay? Because there's seven of us there, and seven's a lucky number. I always use it. So go to angelcoaches.org to download our newsletter and get your free gift of the angels and how to work with them. And it's cool. It's easy. It's an easy read, and it's a fun read, okay? And it'll give you help. And we have our next show actually on Thursday night. I think Victoria's doing it. So, it's Transformation Thursday. She's got a cool show. I put a video out about it. So go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and listen to the video about all that's going on with Angel Coaches. It's fun, it's energetic, and it's entertaining. And that would be good, okay? And is there anything else? I do readings. Somebody said, Tree, you need to tell them that. Okay, yes, I do readings. I do coaching. People get great results with it. So if you're looking to move your business, move your love life, move your health life to a whole new level, let's talk. Give me a call, 954-636-9401, and you can reach me there, leave a message, and I'll talk to you, and we'll figure out what your next step is, okay? And I'll talk to you for a few minutes, and that time's going to be on the first interview. And it's usually lasts about 10 minutes, and then we can make an appointment if you feel comfortable. But no pressure, okay? So anyway, you guys have a wonderful night. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Much love. Namaste, which means the divine in me recognizes the same in you. And thank you for being a part of Angel Coaches. We're starting a new Angel Coaches class, so if you want to join, let us know. Okay, bye, everybody.